Welcome to York Minster as we journey through the stations of the resurrection. Through Lent and Passiontide, there has been a long tradition in the Church of meditating on the events of the suffering and death of the Lord Jesus, called the Stations of the Cross. In the latter part of the 20th century, a complementary devotion emerged called the Stations of the Resurrection, or the Stations of Joy. By using the resurrection appearances of Jesus as a focus for reflection and meditation, we have an opportunity to appreciate and celebrate the mysteries of the resurrection of our Lord during the season of Easter, which journeys from Easter Day to Pentecost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Sing for joy, O heavens, and exult, O earth. Bring forth, O mountains, into singing. For the Lord has comforted his people and will have compassion on his suffering ones. Let us pray. God of glory, by the raising of your Son, you have broken the chains of death and hell. Fill your church with faith and hope, for a new day has dawned, and the way to life stands open in our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The first station. The earthquake. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Those who believe in him shall never die. Alleluia. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verses 2 to 4. Suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. A poem. Act of God. The table moves across the floor. Plates fall to the ground. An unseen force shifts, and all that was solid moves. The permanent becomes ephemeral in an instant. Panic, destruction and death, grief, exhaustion and frustration. An earthquake changes everything. An act of God. Standing on the edge of a lake. Afar off, snow-capped mountains melt into a cloudy blue sky. At my feet, diamonds sparkle, the sun reflecting on rippling water. An act of God? One day, God spoke, and a dark, formless void became this picture of beauty. But divine days are longer than ours. This beauty emerged slowly. Mountains and valleys, oceans and lakes, these are creation's scars. Tsunamis, volcanoes, earthquakes wound the earth like a nail in flesh. Divine time passes. Bloody, jagged agony transforms, and slowly destruction transfigures. Stigmata at the heart of creation. Scars in flesh, scars in hearts and minds, scars in the earth become who and what we are. Resurrection. an act of God. Let us pray. We praise you and we bless you, our risen Lord Jesus, King of glory. For in your resurrection, the power of love breaks open the earth and frees life from death. As the angel rolled away the stone from the prison of the tomb, so release those imprisoned by life's misfortunes. To you, Lord Jesus, whose life brings surprises beyond our wildest expectations, be honour and glory, now and for ever. Amen. Praise to you, Lord Jesus. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. The music which closes this first station is words from Psalm 113, set to music by Francis Jackson. Alleluia, praise the Lord, ye servants. O praise the name of the Lord.